What's up, guys? TrickDriver101.com. Had to turn around and see if they got my load yet. So, what am I doing today in the exciting world of trucking? In the exciting world of trucking, I'm sitting waiting on my load. Sometimes things are just crazy. Anyway, guys. So today I wants to talk about speed limiters and how I just don't see anybody talking about pissed off four-wheelers. Nobody talks about this. So let me take you on an adventure of what it's like driving a governed truck currently. You're driving down the street. This is Ken. You know, I was driving in, I think it's Missouri. Kentucky. Driving in Kentucky. Guy slows down to 30, 40 miles an hour. I get to go around him. He stays right on the tail end of my truck and won't let me get over. All the people, all the car people, even though this guy's driving a U-Haul moving vehicle, and he's in my way and he's sitting there chatting on the phone and talking, I have to take my truck and like push it over on him just a little bit, get a little closer to him in the right lane so he'll get over. Right? Now, this dude was doing... He was at telling my truck he had to be doing, he seemed like he was just going, like, going just slow enough and fast enough just to keep up with the end of my truck. Because I bet he wasn't paying attention. But that's not the point. Point is, he was basically blocking up both lanes. So anyway, I go to get back over, and a pissed off teenage motorist decides, I'm going to take revenge, and starts slamming on his brakes in front of my truck. Right. So, he's got these two girls with him, and I can see he's trying to be impressive. He's basically about to get himself killed. Luckily, I'm not one of those cold-ass drivers who would just run his dumb ass over. But, the point being that when you put these limiters in, nobody seems to be mentioning the fact that it causes road rage, the fact that we can't go as fast, especially when you get into places where people don't pay attention to speeds. Like, when you get in places like out west in California, even in, like, the rural areas where people just don't pay attention to speed. I mean, it's tons of small places. You'll go, they don't care. They'll do 70, 80 miles an hour, even if it's marked at 55 in a construction zone. Right? And you're doing 55, and people get mad at you, even if it's construction workers out there. And that leads me to another thing, this whole... You know, this idea of that if we had autonomous cars and autonomous trucks, then accidents would, no, they would still happen. Because one, no one wants to go to work at 55 miles an hour, right? Two, people are impatient jackasses. And there's this idea that, no, it's a misunderstanding. Not everything is a misunderstanding. Some people are fucking assholes. And it's just true. Some people want to go in the middle of the rain, want to do 80 miles an hour in trucks and in cars. And it's not a car-truck problem or people-driving problem. It's an asshole problem. And you can't make people not act like assholes. Even when you come out with this technology, it's still got to be maintained. Right, what are you going to do with the Joe Blow trucking company that doesn't want to maintain their equipment? What you going to do with the guy who doesn't want to maintain his equipment? Right. It's, you know, the idiot driving 90 miles an hour in the rain with the bad tires, is whether it's in a truck or a car, they're the same idiot. It's not about sides or, you know, this is this group or that group. It's just assholes. It's just, and it's such a problem with admitting assholes exist, but they do, you know, and it just amazes me how, like, no one brings that up. You know, oh, we're going to put these limiters on these trucks and we're going to like, make everything autonomous and this is going to solve. No, it's not. Who's going to buy a car and go to work at 55 miles an hour? Nobody. And you think they get mad? What are you going to program a truck to do when some idiot kid slams on his brake and brakes in front of the truck? Right. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when Joe Blow Trucking Company doesn't upgrade the sensors properly? What are you going to do when there's a recall on the sensors? I'm driving a Cascadia 2015 Cascadia day cab Freightliner right now. And this stupid thing has screwed... I mean, it has a scanner in it, and it screws up all the time. All the time. It slams on the brakes for bridges. It slams on the brakes for hills in the road. It screws up. You can't have, if I'm not here to correct it, it would just stop in the middle of the highway. And it doesn't care who's behind it. It doesn't care, you know, when it makes a mistake. And the less the driver drives, you're going to end up, you know, it's, to me, it's like the airplane situation. Like in the airplane industry, there's a delusion of automatic pilots, right? Because they believe they're so accurate and so great. But the truth is, when they go wrong because the pilots drive less and less, it just causes so many more problems. And then they try to say, well, there's near misses, but that's because airports had to get bigger to satisfy 777s. And it's just like when they say, you know, well, we'll have autonomous trucks and, you know, there won't be accidents. Well, yeah, but that'll be because baby boomers will die. Right? They're going to die. And as they die, there's going to be less people in the United States of America because baby boomers had kids, but their kids didn't have as many kids as equal to the generation of baby boomers and so on and so on. So the country is going to shrink, which means the accidents are going to go down. But that doesn't mean that the assholes driving 90 miles an hour in the rain have all of a sudden stopped existing. And you're not going to fix that part. And this is really about this love for Gene Roddenberry and the great, you know, oh, the world, everything is going to be done for me. I don't want to live a life where everything's done for me. I sometimes look at the future and I say, you know what, I'm glad I got to live at the part where technology is helpful, but it doesn't completely control your life. Right? And like, I think in the future, it won't be that way. I think people will end up letting this shit control their life. But back to the real point of this whole conversation. Sorry to go so far off track, but limiters influence people's behaviors. And it needs to be brought up that they influence behavior. Right? They're not just limiters, right? They influence what people do. And I think that needs to be brought up. You know, so anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Just a rambling on about that while I'm waiting on my load. See you.